legendary broadcast of the paranormal and conspirational.
Scaring small children in their bedrooms since 1994.
Damn. Really?
Well, no, that's probably not the year it happened, but it did happen to me.
Oh, that's when... Really? Wow, you remember that?
Yeah, that's my fondest and strongest memory of all time. Thanks, Coast to Coast.
Well, we only get as close as we scare children with some of the music decisions that we make, but other than that, no, well, we talk about ghosts and aliens and conspiracy sometimes. That's not the like focus of the show, but it is a part of our banter, part of our je ne sais quoi conversation that we have.
I don't think we scare children. I think we just kind of mildly disappoint them.
All right, well, prepare to be mildly disappointed by this song by The Sorcerers called The Last Transmission, very apt for today's theme. This is from their album Other Worlds and Habitats.
Mm-hmm. to nail me down. Sleight of hand, a flick of the wrist. I'll never know just what I've missed. Snaps those fingers and I don't exist. We'll be right back.
Kaka, Shakalaka, Rapaka, Shao.
And welcome back to the speaking portion of this hour, which is known far and wide through marshes and forests and oceans as I come from the mountain. You'd notice that it's not known that way in the mountains because it's from the mountains. So they probably have a different name for it up there. But most anywhere else, this is known as I come from the mountain. Thanks for listening. you're listening to CATR 101.9 FM, and you just heard some music, which to some degree of relevance, has to do perhaps with some obscene and poorly formed imitation of
Coast to Coast AM.
Coast to Coast AM.
Do you find it ironic that this is I Come from the Mountain and the theme is loosely based around Coast to Coast?
Yeah, but this is like the coast they're referring to is just simply like the, I wasn't say geographic coast, which is like a mountain or like a coast is also a geographic coast. But what I mean is like it's about it's from one end of the country to the other. You know, it's like coast to coast.
Yeah, coast to coast. Aliens are everywhere. Because I should
mention that. That was always the tagline. That should have been the tagline.
Coast to coast is like a, it's like a paranormal investigative program from, actually, I don't know how long ago it started, but it's been running for at least 30 years that I know.
I think it might be problematic now. I think it's like dipped into like anti-vaxxy stuff too or something, you know?
With conspiracy programming, yes. Look, unavoidable.
This is all like things that we are assuming here. We don't know. We can't vouch for the validity or, but it is scary, which is cool. That is, yes. That is kind of cool, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so you heard a whole bunch of songs, loosely or sort of, or maybe not entirely inspired by
strange occurrences.
By strange occurrences. The last song you heard was from Tony Nyoku. That's NJOKU. The song's called Weapon. And the album is called, in all caps, All Our Knives Are Always Sharp, which is such a definitive statement. You know, it's like saying like every single knife in my possession is always sharp and it's never dull.
Yeah, and I haven't heard the title track from this record yet, but I'm really excited to.
Yeah, it was cool. Unexpected. Unexpected sound. Before that, you heard from one of my favorites, Pyle, a new song called Bouncing in Blue from their upcoming record, Sunshine and Balance Beams. Pyle is also coming, I think, in September, and that's very exciting for me anyway. And it might be exciting for you, so now you know. They're playing The Fox with Namdi, another band or artist that I play fairly frequently on this hour. Before that, you heard from Tasha's favorite band of all time, Geese.
Whoa, okay, statements. I didn't endorse this. I love Geese, but that's a big call.
You know? It is a
big
call.
Not going to define the relationship yet.
We all know your favorite band's Radiohead anyway.
Okay, this I don't need to be exposed like this.
It is true. And then we started off the set with a little bit of jazz melodrama from The Sorcerers, a song called The Last Transmission off of their album Other Worlds and Habitats. And keeping up with spooky occurrences and alien sightings, I now play you a song by another incredible band named Agriculture. This is a song called Body Dharma, off of their upcoming album on the Flenser, The Spiritual Sound. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
please shiver from your restless phone. You shot your mouth through silver. You bled your gums to the bone. Just be alone.
Wake up. You are listening to I Come From The Mountain. And this is, in fact, not our last transmission.
But it will be the last for a short while.
Yeah, it'll be the last for a short while. Thanks. Wow, I didn't even plan that segue. And then you
I took the reins.
And then you came in. Wow, yeah. that was clutch.
You gave me a knowing look, and I, in fact, knew. This doesn't normally happen. Most of the time, I don't know.
I totally forgot that this is an important thing to talk about. But first, before you forget, with your tiny little attention span, what we just played. Here's what we just played. You just heard a soft and quiet song called Only Death Is Real by Midwife and Matt Jensik from their recently released album Never Die. Before that, you heard from Mark William Lewis a song called Tomorrow Is Perfect off of his self-titled album, which is on the precipice of being out. It's like you can almost taste it. I think it's out in like 2 days.
September 12th.
Oh, actually. Never mind. It's like a month. But, you know, you can still taste it.
I can.
And we started off that little section of our show with Agriculture, a song called Body Dharma, from their upcoming album, The Spiritual Sound.
Can we taste that one?
I don't know. I think that one's still a ways out, too.
Damn.
I think August also.
That's close enough.
That's close enough. Yeah. I think. It could be later. I don't know. I didn't check that one. I didn't fact check. But yeah, speaking of last transmissions, apologies for missing the last 2 weeks. It's been busy, and it's been busy because I am leaving. I am leaving on a vacation, and it's much very, very welcome. And I'm not going to tell you where I'm going because I'm afraid of that you might follow me there. So just know that I will be away for the next 2 weeks and that there will be no broadcast from the mountain.
He's having a Jason Molina farewell transmission right now.
And so I will be leaving you to this, at the mercy of the auto DJ, perhaps. So enjoy it while you have it and miss it for the next 2 weeks. Miss it so much that maybe you write to us at airhead@citr.ca about how much you missed the show and how you wish it would never stop.
Not a bad idea.
Perhaps they can chain me to this studio booth so that I can only do I Come From The Mountain for the rest of my life. I bet you would like that.
I bet you would.
I bet you would.
I think you do.
Anyway, so yeah, I'll be gone. The show will be gone for a minute, but we will be back in August. And so look forward to not seeing or hearing from you then, my attentive void that I speak to every Wednesday. Next up is a new song. It's a new song, as all songs are at some point. This song is called This Is Real, much like Death, which was the last song that I played. This song is called This Is Real, and it is by Feeble Little Horse, and it is a single of nothing yet. So here you have it. This Is Real by Feeble Little Horse.
We'll be right back.
Sorry, I almost blew that, but I not anymore. Welcome one last time to me, to us speaking to you for a while, because it won't happen anymore, or at least not for like the next 2 to 3 weeks. So sorry.
You took the farewell transmission thing too far.
You just whatchamacallits. You just listened to a song by the band Gloin called The Body in the Outdoors. off of their recently released album.
Say it.
With an excellent name. All of Your Anger Is Actually Shame, and I bet that makes you angry. Great name, honestly,
so
because it's actually true. I think that a lot of the things that make us angry are just things we feel shame about, you know?
Not me. I'm perfect.
Okay, well. before that, you heard from the band Feeble Little Horse, a single with no release attached to it called This Is Real. And to finish today, I tell you to write to Airhead and tell us what you feel about me, about the magazine, about the station. I also tell you that we have a show. We have a thing coming up. We're not going to do Victory Square anymore. You'll see more of that on our Instagram or our website, but we're not doing Victory Square anymore, but we are doing a block party. And that will be fun, and things are in motion. And I'm just finishing the graphics, and I can tell you it's going to be a great time. So keep an eye on our socials for our awesome summer event that we are going to be putting together for you and for Megaphone and for all of Vancouver. Great. With that, we're done. So I leave you with one song, one more song by the band Power Plant, and very aptly named Leaving the Dream off of their new little EP out on Arcane Dynamics. This is a song called Leaving the Dream off of their EP Heat. This has been I Come From the Mountain from CITR 101.9 FM always, and as always, goodbye for now, Radio World.
Sell places you don't go with a gun. It sucks every time. I'm just getting it done. You take what you can and you're back on the run. The dreams that I had, time to put them to bed. Push a soft silky pillow over their head. When they die, something else will come here instead. There's trauma down there.
Stop. This is Bod. And you are listening to, hopefully, my music on UBC Radio CITR FM. That's 101.9. Vancouver's home of rock and roll.